Okay, Parshas Ba'aloischa. Parshas Ba'aloischa starts off with the mitzvah of Ba'aloischa Sanera. It's the mitzvah for the Kohen to light the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Pasuk tells us, in Pasuk Gimel, Perek Ches Pasuk Gimel, Vayas Kein Aaron, Amul Pnei HaMenorah, Hela Neiroi Seha. Aaron did so, he lit the Neiroi, Kashat Siva Hashem, Es Moshe, Hashem commanded Moshe. And Rashi says, what does it mean by Yas Kain Aaron? And Aaron did so. Says Rashi, Lahagid, Shvacha, Shal Aaron, Shalashina. To teach us the Shvach, the praise of Aaron, that Aaron didn't change. He followed the mitzvah exactly the way he was supposed to do it. And everybody asks, Shkoyach. The Pasuk has to tell us that Aaron didn't change. I think Aaron was going to change, but Yas Kain Aaron. Okay. So there are many answers that are given. The Ramban writes, the Be'emes, the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, was kosher with any kohen. Laughed after the kohen gadol. Any kohen was able to light the menorah. The shvach was the yas kain Aaron, that Aaron took the mitzvah upon himself, and Aaron lit the menorah all the days that he was alive, Aaron lit the menorah by himself. He never delegated it and gave it over to somebody else. He had the ability to do the mitzvah, he didn't transfer it over and pass it on to somebody else. But by Yas Kain Aaron, Aaron himself did the mitzvah, even though it was kosher with another kohen as well. The Sfas Emes and others bring down the idea by Yas Kain Aaron, and Aaron did so. Then Aaron did this with the same eslavos, the same brand, the same excitement every day like he did the first day. Normally, when a person has a new mitzvah to do, some new opportunity arises, person is all excited and he runs to do it, and the next day, and then eventually it wears off. Like the example we always say over the mitzvah boy putting on tefillin. The first day he puts on tefillin, oh, Kodesh Kadoshim. The next day, by the end of the week, the end of the month, a few months later, that excitement wears off. Vayas Kain Aaron. Aaron did so, that no matter when, Aaron did the mitzvah with the same excitement day in and day out, week in, year in and year out. The Alter from Kelim says a tremendous insight. Vayas Kain Aaron. Who was Aaron? Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. The avoid of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash ran from one end of the spectrum all the way to the other. Who did the avoid on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Kohen Gadol. HaKhoshev. Who did the avoid of the entire day of Yom Kippur? Aaron HaKohen. Who bought the Minchas Chavitin every day? The Kohen Gadol. There were many avoidos regulated specifically to the Kohen Gadol. Vayas Kain Aaron. Aaron also went ahead and he lit the menorah. You know what was involved in lighting the menorah? Not only lighting the menorah, but cleaning out what was left over from the night before. Take out the wicks, clean out what was left, and set it again. Vayas Kain Aaron. Whether Aaron was doing the avoid in the Kodesh HaKadosh, whether Aaron was bringing the Ketairis, whether he was bringing the Minchas Chavitin, whatever avoidah. Whether it was cleaning out the menorah, it was with the same excitement and the same dedication, the same kavana to do the mitzvahs of Hashem, even though in the eyes of the world, doing the avodah Yom Kippur is so choshev, cleaning out the menorah. How do you compare the two? Vayas Kain Aaron. Even when it came to lighting the menorah, and it came to cleaning out the menorah, Aaron did it with the same slavos and the same excitement as if it was the greatest mitzvah in the world. The person can't go ahead and start grading mitzvahs. Once we start grading mitzvahs, this is an A and that's a B, we're in big danger. Because then we'll do this mitzvah and that mitzvah is not important. Chazal tells us, have yizoy b'mitzvah kalo k'vachamura. Be careful in what we think is an easy mitzvah, like a harsher mitzvah. She'ein ato yedeya matan scharon shom mitzvahs. Because we don't know the schar of mitzvahs. In Shemayim, we don't know what rates, what doesn't rate. We have in our mind, this is more important, this is less important. But who knows? Perhaps we're wrong. Perhaps our measurement is wrong. And it had to be like this. Because if a person would know the schar of mitzvahs, everybody would run to do the important mitzvahs that rate highly, that pay good dividends. And the mitzvahs that don't pay such high dividends will be demoted, will be the lower mitzvahs, will be disregarded. So therefore, the Torah was very careful not to reveal to us the schar of mitzvahs. And we don't know the schar of mitzvahs. Have a zohar ki mitzvah kalo ki bachamura. Vayas Kain Aaron. Whatever mitzvah Aaron was doing for the kahuna, whether it was what we think is important, avodah, the kodesh hakadosh and kippur, or cleaning the menorah, the zel with the same mitzvahs and the same excitement and the same kavanah.
And this is not somebody told me also the Chasam Sofer teaches us that The Hadlukas Neros was done more or less at the same time with the Ketoiris.
Right.
Same time. So the Hadlukas Neros is for Gnegibunim's Yehugonim. And Ketoiris is for Ashiris. He didn't tell some other coin to do it. He went for the Ketoiris. He did.
Okay. Later on in the parasha, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof Gimel, the Pasuk tells us how B'nai Yisrael traveled in the Midbar. The Pasuk describes the entire process with the Anon, and when the Anon folded or moved, the Shvatim packed up, and they started to travel, and so on. The Pasuk tells us, Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisrael. They traveled, they rested Api Hashem, and they traveled Api Hashem. Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof Gimel. Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisrael. Had B'nai Yisrael no one to travel, when the Anon signaled it was time to travel, they followed the Anon, and the Anon stopped, they stopped. So they knew where to stop, Api the Anon, and they didn't want to travel through the Anon, it was all Api Hashem. The Gemara in Shabbos, famous Gemara, everybody knows, the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph from the Beis. We know that there are Lamed Tes Melachos on Shabbos. Of the Lamed Tes Melachos, there's Boina and the Saisa. Boina, somebody builds. Saisa, if somebody destroys. However, destroying is Mekalkil. Mekalkil for ruining, destroying on Shabbos, one is generally potter. So when is one chai for being Saisir? Saisir amanas luvnois bim kaimai. Only if he's Saisir on the condition with the Kavana to rebuild in the same place. So it turns out that the stira, the destruction, is really a tikkun. Because he's only destroying what's here now in order to rebuild nicer and better afterwards. So he says, that's not a kilkul, but rather a tikkun, and therefore it's a malacha. And the Gemara asks, why is he only chayiv amanas luv nois bim kaimai in the same place? Where do we learn out all of the malachas of Shabbos from? The Mishkan. Malachas that were done by the Mishkan. When they traveled in the Midbar, and the Mishkan traveled, they took apart the Mishkan. Where did they put the Mishkan back together again? In the same place?
No.
Or somewhere else? They put it back together further away, where the Anon stopped. Further away. So how could you learn out from the Mishkan that he's only chayiv amanas luv nois bim kaimai? If in the Mishkan, it wasn't like that at all. In the Mishkan, where did they rebuild the Mishkan?
Different place.
A different place. So why is it only amanas luv nois bim kaimai? So the Gemara asks. Amo Ula, Ula gives his famous answer. The Pasuk says, Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisol. They rested Api Hashem, they traveled Api Hashem. So therefore, it's all Bim Kaimai, it's all in its place. And everybody shrugs their shoulders, what's Pshat? But Lamaisa was in a different place. Good. Fine. And Chaim Shmulevitz has his famous explanation, and Chaim Shmulevitz explains beautifully. The whole traveling in the Midbar was all Api Hashem. Wherever B'nai Yisrael was, where are you? I'm together with Hashem. I'm here Api Hashem. I'm here together with Hashem. Whether B'nai Yisrael were here, whether they were somewhere else, that corner, they were always together with Hashem, Api Hashem. So even though physically the Mishkan was picked up and the Mishkan was put down and erected to somewhere else, it was all together with Hashem. It's all called Mekaimai. And he gives this famous marshal to a baby being carried in his mother's arms. If you could ask the baby, if the baby could talk, and we ask the baby, where are you? The baby would answer, I'm in my mother's arms. Even though the mother just crossed the street, and the mother just went somewhere else, the baby would give the same answer. Whether the mother is standing in that corner, or the mother is standing outside, somewhere else, if you could ask the baby at any point in the baby's travels, where are you? The baby would answer, I'm in my mother's arms. Because that's all the baby knows, the baby's in his mother's arms. Says, B'cham Shalom, the same is true in the Midbar. Wherever the Yidden were, they knew they were together with Hashem. They recognized that Hashem was watching over them, and all their travels in the Midbar was Al-Pi Hashem, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisol. And therefore it's considered to be always in the same place, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisol. This vart happens to be a very insightful vart, something to think about. And it really applies to everybody. We go through life. We all have our travels through life. We move. We stay in one place. Sometimes we move voluntarily. We move. We have to, whatever the story is, a person moves on. A person who realizes it's all Api Hashem, wherever he is, where he is now, where he's going. A person realizes it's all Api Hashem. It's all together with Hashem. It changes the whole outlook on life. Even though a person undergoes a difficult situation, He realized Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem Yisol. I'm saying this all because this verse to me has a special meaning, because I'm not going into details, but years ago I went through a difficult situation and I saw this verse at that time, and it had a tremendous, tremendous reishim. And, at a certain suda I spoke, I said over this verse, Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem Yisol, that sometimes you see it. When you're going through a difficult situation, you don't know how you're going to make it through. You see the Yad Hashem every step of the way. See, a person has to realize, Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem, Api Hashem Yisol. The Pasuk says, Vaitam, Zacharnu as Hadogo Ashenaycha b'Mitzrayim Chinam. In Perik Yud Aleph Pasuk Hey, the Yidden complain about the Mon, and they say, remember the fish, we ate in Mitzrayim Chinam for free.
Sushi.
The fish we ate in Mitzrayim in Perik Yud Aleph Pasuk Hey. Zacharnu as Hadogo Ashenaycha b'Mitzrayim Chinam, Eis HaKishuim, Eis HaVatichim, the cucumbers, the melons, it's a chotzer, it's a mitzvah, it's a shumim. And Rashi right away is bothered, the mitzvah gave them fish for free. The mitzvah didn't give them straw for the bricks, didn't give them materials to make the bricks. The mitzvah gave fish for free, Mitzrayim. Definitely not. So says Rashi, what does it mean chinam? Umahuay mechinam, what does it mean chinam? Chinam min ha-mitzvahs. They complained because Mitzrayim, they were free from doing mitzvahs. They had fish. I mean, they were free from doing mitzvahs. While the Midbar already, they already had 613 rules to follow. So they complain, chinam, chinam, min ha-mitzvahs. Good. So says Rashi. The Medrash Pliya, and this pasuk brings down, I know he said it's over, but it's a nice night. The Medrash Pliya says over, mikan shemadlik neirois b'Shabbos. From here, we run out, we light neirois, we light candles on Shabbos. Zachano is Hadogo Ashenaycha b'Mitzrayim Chinam. Remember the fish we ate in Mitzrayim for free? Says the Medrash Pliya, Mikan, Shemadlikin Neiros b'Shabbos. From here we want to be like Neiros on Shabbos. Medrash Pliya is called Medrash Pliya for a reason. At first glance, all the Midrashim are Pliya. They're Pella. They don't fit. They don't make sense. What's the connection between one and the other? So it's a big challenge to always find the connection in the Medrash Pliya. But when the connection is established, everyone smiles, because you see a connection. The Chidah explains the connection in this pasuk. Says the Chidah, the Yidden complained about the Mon. The Yidden complained. They complained they had no fish. But don't we know the Mon tasted like, the Mon could taste like whatever they wanted. So if they wanted fish, I'm eating fish. They wanted fried fish, they wanted whatever, baked, whatever kind of fish they wanted. Salmon. Have kavono, I'm eating salmon, I'm eating fish. And they had fish. What were they complaining about? We didn't have fish.
That's a problem, though.
Why?
Using the same word, the whole Shavuos Milcha thing is out the window. Oh. They couldn't eat meat. What do you mean? Think about meat. So okay.
What was the complaint that, remember the fish? They want fish? You can have fish. You can have fish now also.
Fish. Seeing God, believe. Doug is seven.
Oh, that's why you fish on Shabbos. That's brought down. That's brought down.
That's very good.
The Chidah says, the Gemara in Yuma that Fayin Hei. The Gemara in Yuma Ayin Hei explains, it says in Pasha Sekev Batamon, Vaya'ancha Vaya'rivecha. Vaya'ancha is a Russian of Eno, of torture. The Mon, in a way, caused us pain. How did the Mon cause pain? Says the Chidah, because if a person can't see the food that he's eating, he doesn't feel satisfied from the food that he eats. If you eat food with your eyes closed, you always try this experiment. Close your eyes and eat food, you'll see it doesn't taste the same.
Something,
one person doesn't have the same handle from the food. Something's missing. Something's missing, it doesn't taste the same. That's why the mon is called Vayancha, Roshan of Inoy, because there was a little pain involved because we couldn't see the food. Very good, says the Chidah. The fact that the Yidden complained, they didn't taste fish, how could they complain there was no fish? There was the mon. The Torah says, you're right, the mon tasted like fish. But they couldn't see it. They didn't see fish. They saw only the mon. And they complained something was missing. Mikan. From here we go on out, that in order to have Einik Shabbos, to enjoy the Suda of Shabbos, Shemadlikin Neiros b'Shabbos. You have to go ahead and light Neiros on Shabbos. So a person should see the food when he eats. Because this way, when there's a light in the house, and a person sees the food that he eats, he's able to enjoy his food, and it enhances the Suda Shabbos. So the fact they complained that they were able to taste the fish, but they couldn't see it, is a raya that a person has to see the food when he eats it. Mikan is a raya, we light Neiros of the Shabbos. Okay, at the end of the parasha, we find probably one of the most famous pesukim in the Torah of Ish Moshe Anov Ma'oid Mikol Ha'odom Asher Apnei Ha'odom. Moshe was the greatest honor of all the people that lived Apnei Ha'odom on the face of the earth. And I believe it's Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel. Moshe was the greatest honor of. Rashi explains honor of the shofar of the Savon. One who feels low, the Savon is able to bear every situation, every person, and a person who generally is a humble person. I don't remember who brings down the Vart, that the Ish Moshe on of Ma'oid, the word Ma'oid is spelled Mem Aleph Dalet. There are three people in Tanakh who expressed the idea of being humble. And the Rosh HaTeimus on Ma'oid. One is Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ish Moshe on of Ma'oid. The Aleph is Avram Avinu. Avram said, Va'anoichi off of Eifer, and about dust and ashes. And the Dalet is David HaMelech. David said, Va'anoichi Seilas V'le'ish, and about a worm and not a person. So Ma'oid are the three people that express their anivus in the Torah and the Bim, which is Ma'oid, Moshe, Avram, and David. Moshe said earlier, he said, what's Russian to use? Mahu, ma, what's Russian to pass it? Moshe said in, Anachnu Mahu, or Ma,
what comes to me? He wanted to speak,
what
Hashem told him? What Hashem told him to go to the side?
I think it's here in Pashir. But Nachman Makis Salino. Yeah. But Nachman Ma. Rashi leaves that over there. Nachman Ma. What are we? In other words, I don't remember the pasuk exactly. Okay, the Veish Moshe on of Ma'id, Mikol Ha'adam Asher Apnei Ha'adama, Apnei Ha'adama. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't only an on of in front of great people, but even from the Isha Apnei Ha'adama, even from the lowly people, people that are just above the earth, Apnei Ha'adama, even in front of people that are on a much lower level, Moshe was also an on of in front of them. And how many stories are told over how the tzaddikim, the gedolim were careful not to show any sign of gaiva, any sign of kavod. Reb Chaim Valojina had a brother, Reb Zalman Valojina. Reb Chaim and Reb Zalman were one of the famous brothers throughout Jewish history. And one time they were traveling together, Reb Chaim Valojina, his brother Reb Zalman, and they came to an inn. And the innkeeper didn't know who they were and did not treat them properly. And he screamed at them, he yelled at them, he embarrassed them. At the end of the day, he had no room for them, and he sent them out into the night, and they left the hotel, and they were walking through the forest at night. And as they're walking, Reb Zalman starts to cry. And his brother, Reb Chaim Valojina, says to him, "Why are you crying for? Because the innkeeper insulted us. Because he yelled at us. He threw us out. Is that why you're crying?" And Reb Chaim Valojina says to his brother, "Believe me, it didn't bother me at all. It doesn't bother me at all." So Reb Zalman says to him, "Chas v'shalom, I'm not crying because he yelled at us. I'm not crying because he was mevaza us, not because he embarrassed us. You know why I'm crying? I'm crying because when he was yelling at us, it bothered me for a few seconds. Ooh. And I'm upset that I let it bother me. I'm not in the madrega of being from those that are insulted and don't answer back and don't feel it. And the semechim, they're happy with the yisurim. I'm crying because I'm not on that level. For a few seconds, I felt it. It bothered me. Halavaya should be on the madrigo when somebody yells, it wouldn't bother me at all. I cry because it bothered me for those few seconds. Okay, it's a very high madrigo to be on. We're normal. We all have emotions and feelings. We're normal. But the person has to know not to get carried away when something doesn't work. Something doesn't work at his way. I've told me Amsterdam, I say this over many times, he was a Talmud Rebbe Yisrael Salanter. And he was very big on him. Wherever he went, he carried a sefer with him. So if anybody stood up, opened the door, he would always say, "Oh, you're standing up because I have a sefer in my hand. You hold the open the door because I'm carrying a sefer in my hand." He was makbid never to have people show him any kavod. One Purim, he went to visit the Baal Sridei Eish, Yaakov Yechiel Weinberg, Baal Sridei Eish. He went to visit him. And when he came in, he said to him, he asked him, oh, a Chosh for Talmud from Rav Yisrael Solanta is here. So he said, Talmud? No, I'm just a Naftali, I'm nobody special. But you learn by Rav Yisrael Solanta? He says, no, I don't learn by him. They just let me sit in they let me sit in when they say Musa, they let me sit by the table, they let me sit in. I don't really learn by them. So he said to him, but your name, everyone knows you, you're famous throughout the whole world, people know you. He says, no, people come to my house every Arab Shabbos if my wife bakes challahs, and she gives out challahs to people, and while they're there, she talks about me. But that's the only reason people know my name. Whatever it was, he always tried to minimize it. Okay. A lesson for what we see in our generation, people do just the opposite. Whatever is a chance to say how great they are, it's all over the world today, literally in a matter of seconds or minutes. But a person has to know how to control himself. Guy, okay. The Haftarah this week, a very interesting pasuk in the Haftarah. The Chafetz Chaim says powerful, powerful words.
Does he has some who controls his gaiva?
Yeah.
He has some influence around, or maybe he needs some gaiva to.
Okay, but influence. A person has to know what he should have, what he shouldn't have. This can't get carried away with it. Okay. And this week's Haftarah, the Haftarah is from Zechariah, the end of Perek Beis, and Zechariah Perek Gimel. And Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph is a very interesting pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayareini es Yehoshua Hakayin Gadol." Hashem showed me Yeshua the Kohen Gadol, I made standing of Nei Malach Hashem, in front of a Malach, the HaSatan I made Al Yeminoi Lusitnoi. And the Satan stood on his right side, Lusitnoi, to prosecute him, to the right of Yeshua the Kohen Gadol. And the Chofetz Chaim says powerful, powerful words. V'hine Yedua, it's well known, Hiderech HaSatan, Hei Yetzahara, Smoilo. The Yetzirah is always referred to being on the left side, not on the right side. Yemin always refers to the Yetzirah in the right side, and the left side refers to the Yetzirah. And the Medrash brings down, Meshant Chumun brings down, it says the Pasuk in Melachim, the Chotz Vahashemayim, Aind Malav Miyaminoi Mismailoi. All the heavenly hosts stood next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the right and on the left. And the Medrash asks, "V'chi yesh smoil u'mayla? Is there in Shemayim a right and a left? Ela elu mayaminim mat mekatzchus, the good malachim who are the chusim stand on the right. The masmeilim are the ones who are kaf chayva, are the ones for the chayva. The yetzahara is always on the left. The yetzahara is on the right. Yamin and smoil. If that's the case, it's the Chofetz Chaim plain and poshut. What does the pasuk mean? If Satan stood to the right." Of Yeshua, I claim God was sitting like. Vasatan, I made al yamino, he was sitting like. The pasuk should have said al smiley to his left. And the Chofetz Chaim answers powerful words. He says, the Satan is the Yetzirah. What's the job of the Yetzirah? To turn a person to the left side. To do an Aveira. If he achieves his mission, he accomplishes his purpose, he's able to sway a person, turn a person to the left, fine. But sometimes, says the Chofetz Chaim, the Yetzirah tries. And he sees he can't turn a person to do an Aveira by pushing him to the left, he'll do just the opposite. And he'll attempt to push a person to the right to do an Aveira through a mitzvah. And he says, sometimes the Yetzirah will push a person to do a mitzvah in order to bring about an Aveira from the mitzvah. And a person has to watch himself very carefully not to be swayed by the Yetzirah whether he's being swayed to the left or he's being swayed to the right. And he gives a few examples. Says the Chofetz Chaim, sometimes the Yetzirah will wake a person up from his sleep in the morning. Avoid the Sabayre, stand up, go to shul. Shenof avoid the Sabayre, go to shul, go daven. In order, because he knows this person likes to talk in the middle of davening, so he's very eager to push the person to go to shul. So this way, the person comes to shul, he has him. He'll have him talking in the middle of davening, or this person likes to talk with Shas Kriyas HaTorah. So he pushes him to go to shul because he has him by Kriyas HaTorah. Or he knows this person is as a machlokes with somebody in shul. He knows that after davening, oh, they're going to have words with each other. So he pushes him to go to shul. So sometimes when the Yetzirah can't win by pushing a person to the left to do the Aveira directly, he pushes him to the right because through the mitzvah, he's able to have him do an Aveira. Therefore the Pasuk says, the Satan stood al yaminoi. Yeshua Kohen Gadol was a tzaddik. The Satan tried to push him on the left to do an aveira. He couldn't. When he saw he couldn't push him on the left side, he changed gears and tried to push him from the right side to do an aveira. The Gemara brings down in Brachas, the Yetzirah sits between Shnei Maftach Elev, between two chambers and the two sides of the heart. The Kavanah is, the Yetzirah is always to the right. The Yetzirah is in the middle. And he'll slay a person whichever way he can, either by pushing him to the left, or sometimes by pushing him to the right. And a person has to be aware of the Yetzirah. If he knows the Yetzirah can attack on both sides, then a person watches both ways. A person is only watching on one side, then the Yetzirah could sneak in and attack him on the other side. But the Yetzirah has an ability to attack from the right as well as from the left. So a person has to know and be careful whatever situation is in. Even a mitzvah, watch out, because the Yetzirah has the ability to trap a person, whether it's to the right or whether it's to the left. So we're holding now right after Shavuos. We're holding the summertime. Summertime is a time of Efkeris.
No, it
isn't. You're, okay, Halavai, you should be right. Halavai, you should be right. But okay, fine. Okay, but it's a time where things loosen up a little bit in the summertime.
Listen to time.
It's nice long days outside. It's warm. People are outside more. And those that are in school ends, and summer comes, and things change a little bit, and it's a little bit of Efkeris in the summertime. And that's what a person has to be careful. We say Pirkei Avos in the summertime. One of the reasons is because we need it at this time of year. This time of year, people tend to feel a little more freer and a little more influenced. So we say Pirkei Avos to remember to be careful, whether it's from the right, from the left. We should be zeicha, Kadosh Baruch Hu should watch over us. We should be zeicha to do mitzvahs, and we should be able to listen to the Eitz Tov. And mitzvah Shem, I think Gemara says, this time to learn, time to do mitzvahs. We should be zeichet to be able to, Bava Basra is coming to an end soon, be able to finish Bava Basra, mitzvah Shem, see him. And we should be zeichet to be able to learn together. B'yaskar, tzedek, meher, v'yimeinu, amen.